Welcome everyone to a very special edition of our Practice Focus. This month, I want to bring you something completely different, a chance to celebrate and also prepare for what's next in your practice and your team development. By now, you have been through some very advanced discussions, some trainings that have helped you to hone the most fundamental and necessary systems in your practice. If you've been paying attention, if you've been taking it seriously, if you have been setting time aside each month to really embrace and master each of your monthly focuses, then today I want to take a step back and let you share some of your personal breakthroughs and accomplishments. I'd like to ask you to make a list of the things you've learned, implemented, benefited from, and outcomes you've achieved with your patients. And then you're going to share them with each other. And I would love it if you would just document all these things so that you can send them to me too. I would certainly love to hear what you have to say and to celebrate along with you all of your hard work and the life-changing care that you provide to the people you serve on a daily basis. Of course, it says a whole lot about you, the more or less that you write down. We know you've always been amazing. Nonetheless, the best, as I say, just want to keep getting better. And every once in a while, you deserve a pat on the back, a high five, or even a hug. So today, in this moment, before we dive in to this month's practice focus, this will allow us to take a step further, and I want you to go around the room and say something extra complimentary to the people next to you about something they do really well or that you admire about them. Praise never hurt anyone. It's therapeutic, actually, and necessary for a healthy team culture and personal development. So once again, you're going to make a list. You're going to brag about yourselves, all the great things that you've done, that you've improved on, that you've accomplished, and then you're going to go around and share. After you do that, you're going to let each person say something very nice about the person sitting next to them. This should be something you do way more often. And then once a year when I tell you to do it, it's so important. You have no idea the amount of nourishment that is necessary to keep every one of us focused, happy, positive, and most of all, confident. Okay? Confident. Now, that you've done that, we have to turn our focus forward and ask ourselves, what does it take to get to the next level? Where do we go from here? I want each of you to answer that question for yourselves and for your team as a whole. First, what can you improve on? What is your next personal objective to make better? And then, one thing or area you feel you could have more training, more focus, more development, or whatever for your practice or your team. I know there's people, even, that they have integrated some new procedure into practice, but not everybody knows. Not everybody knows how to do it, how to talk about it, how to present it, how to sell it, how to bill for it, how to collect on it, what the fee is. Okay? I know that there are certain people around this room listening right now that they may feel that they're not quite up to speed on something that somebody else knows. Or you may think somebody else isn't up to speed on something they should be. It doesn't matter. It's very important to have this kind of discussion. So, this is second activity. Many, many activities in this month's practice focus because we are culminating some very powerful advancements you've made over the many months, okay? Here's the key to everything in life: self-monitoring and personal accountability. I'll say it again. The key really is being able to monitor oneself and to hold you personally accountable. It shouldn't require other people. Okay? It shouldn't require even statistics or reprimanding or team discussions. I mean, the fact is, if everybody takes care of themselves, including being an effective team member, then it's great. Okay? This is what makes great teams, because great teams are made up of great players. And the only person you can really impact and change is yourself. That is a decision, a philosophy, an attitude. I want to share with you, way back when I used to teach the martial arts, a series of training concepts that I taught that brought this to life. As you know, I started when I was 5 years old, and for 20 years basically doing this nonstop. I started teaching in the sixth grade when I achieved my first black belt, and of course developing a professional business while I was in middle school, and then of course at 15 I purchased first martial arts school and built up many, many places and had a team of instructors. So at one time in this small little state of Indiana in a tiny little hometown, I had more black belts training under me than any place in the Midwest. So, you know, for somebody young, it's a very big accomplishment. And what I would say to you is every one of our students must embrace these four concepts I'm going to give you today. I've never once ever disclosed these training materials to any person before outside of that. So many years ago, my goodness, decades ago. So I want to share these with you, and I hope you will take them very seriously and embrace them and develop them for your team culture in whatever way makes sense for you. Okay? So the first one is something we call rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10. Okay? 10 being the absolute all-star gold medal world champion, best perfection state of ideal. 1 being, you know, terrible neglect, lazy, not even doing it, the totally worst, shittiest possible, okay? So you're going to rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10. The goal, of course, is to be a 10 all the time. So we always would challenge our students, say, are you at a level 10 right now? Stop whatever you're doing. Push pause. Hold it right there. Are you at level 10? So now instead of walking around the office saying, what the heck are you doing? You say, hey, are you level 10 right now? So the idea is that you train yourself to quickly reflex back to focus. So you can take any task, whether it's suction, whether it's having the room set up, whether it's the pictures, whether it's a great phone call, whether it's a closing treatment, whether it's asking for money before you go into the scheduling or let somebody walk at the door, whether it's making old treatment new again. You can say, was that hygiene visit? Was that, what was I at? Rate myself from a scale from 1 to 10. And you can always use this to self-monitor and to keep you focused. The next one is the concept of healthy competition. Healthy competition is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Healthy competition says, you beat me, and I'm going to beat you, okay? Let's both beat each other. And the idea was that that helps you to one-up the other person. So I kick faster, you kick faster, okay? So I overcome patient objection, you overcome patient objection. I do a better handoff than you do. So, of course, the point is not actually beat the other person. It's that you're striving to always one-up each other, and therefore you raise the bar like a rising tide that lifts all the boats. So it's good to have healthy competitions. You can have healthy competitions taking the photographs, overcoming the objections, handling the phone calls, collecting the money. Every person is a little bit different. The next one is train as if it were real. Well, this is so easy because, you know, every day in your life, it's all real. There is no practice on patience. It's all real. In the martial art or any sport activity, the majority is all practice. In the martial art, it's never real, okay, unless you're doing competition. It's never real. Okay? So how do you develop yourself if it's always practice? Well, you have to train as if it were real. So your philosophy every day when you walk in should be, there ain't no practice. This is the real deal. So you don't have a chance to catch them on the next time. You don't have to we'll have the discussion and they come back. No, you have to be on your game all the time, every minute of the day with every patient. Now, if you're doing things properly, like this practice focus right here, then you're also practicing, you're role-playing, you're engaging each other, and then you have to make sure that you're making it real. When you have meetings, it's so easy to fall into complacency and have stupid things to talk about or complaining all the time. That's not making it real. That's not taking it seriously. That's not being professionals. So please remember this, train as if it were real. And the next one, which brings me full circle to what we're doing right now, It is what we call review your progress and renew your goals. The two R words that you must have, review and renew. Review your progress and renew your goals. If you are following the structure that I've explained to you is the best structure in the world, is to have a morning meeting, right? To have a end of the day huddles. The whole point of that is about reviewing progress, renewing goals. In that instance, you're starting the day with reviewing the goals, renewing the goals, and you're ending the day with reviewing the progress. Weekly, you're having the checkpoint to assess how you're doing. And of course, monthly, same concept. The more often somebody reviews their progress and renews their goals, guess what? The bigger accomplishments they have, the more goals they achieve, okay? The faster progress they make. Review your progress, renew your goals. Now that I have empowered and provided you with these four new tools in your team arsenal, I encourage you to adopt and adapt them for yourselves so that you can keep the same energy that you have during the meeting like this alive every day and month after month. So your homework is very simple. It's very simple. Take each of these four training concepts and philosophies and make decisions as I'm about to explain. First, rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10. You did this earlier with an area you are great at and an area you want to improve on. So your goal is to keep 10 a 10 and raise your lower numbers up. If you took every responsibility you have into practice, you make a list, and then you assess right now how are you doing, scale from 1 to 10, you would very easily find the places you can improve on, and you can make great strides, and your team would be so happy. And if everybody just improved a few items, and you lift yourself up to number 10, guess what? Money going to flow out of your practice like never before, because you're going to be helping more patients performing at a higher level. Next, the concept of healthy competition. I want you to pick somebody in the practice that you are doing similar roles with or that you want to set up some challenge with and then make it healthy and compete. Technically, you all have healthy competition built in around securing treatment, acceptance every day, and we judge you by your effectiveness at that. In addition to that, you can choose anything else to use to motivate yourself. You know, somebody is not showing up on time. You challenge yourself. Hey, gold stars for showing up 5 minutes early. I'm going to do it. You're going to do it. Okay? Whoever wins is going to buy the other person the dinner. Okay? You can have to take the pictures. Every hygienist is going to compete against who takes the most pictures in the next 30 days. Every assistant taking who's going to integrate or educate or move somebody forward with the sleep or ortho or some specialty discussion. It goes again and again and again. We're going to compete on the phone calls and not beating each other to get to the phone first, but who's going to get the most appointments or new patients. It doesn't matter. The point is just to pick some things that you can all challenge each other on. You can do it as a practice. You can do it as individuals. Train as if it were real. This is something that you have to do for each other. Never, ever let somebody slack off and get away with it. Team members pick each other up when they are down, and the only option is to show up to play to win. Okay, so it's very important that you practice what you want to improve on. Obviously, all these things link together. Now, finally, review your progress and renew your goals. This is the big one. I want you all to set some new goals for the future. This should be something you do individually outside of the practice and one for inside the practice and then, of course, for the practice as a whole. So you should have a personal goal you have, a professional goal you have, and then a team, a practice, an overall goal that you all are committing to. Then you have to set your time periods for renewing your progress, okay, and reviewing the goals. It's the other way around. You need to do this ideally within the context of your meetings. So important. There you have it. What's next and where do you go from here? I hope that these four concepts will allow you to have some really, really great advancements in the coming months and years ahead for your practice and will always allow you to keep things fresh, to keep your focus, and really keep kicking some ass. Now, I want to say, great work to you, and congratulations. You're all truly amazing people. We admire you so much for what you do. I'm keeping this very short this month for the practice focus because I gave you many activities all within one. So if you need to go back through and listen, if you didn't pause the recordings along the way, you're going to be doing the first portion of celebration and talking nice about each other. And then you're going to be doing the areas of improvements or next breakthroughs for the practice specifically for yourself, as well as overall what you feel is the next breakthrough we can all improve on together. And then you're going to be chopping down each of these new mental focuses, is what we call them, the four mental focuses to help you elevate your performance and be a rising tide that lifts up everything else around you. Now, next month, get ready, because we're going to take it up a notch. It's about to get crazy, and we're going to have a lot of fun going forward. Very different things coming to you. Know this. We appreciate you very much, and we're very proud of what you're doing. You inspire us every single day, just like you do your patients. And I want to challenge you to keep up the good work, the life-changing work that you do. And above all else, keep your best self, because you are amazing, and it's up to you. Thank you very much. Go get 'em.